you know, maybe we could just start off by talking about how much interest there is in this story today. Why do you think that's the case?
You know, I think it's part of the strange and unusual. Cattle wandering off are not uncommon. Cattle wandering off into a cabin and dying, I think, is a little more uncommon. And then, you know, obviously, some of the management decisions and some of the things that the Forest Service has to do to remove these cows from the wilderness is quite a dilemma. They're on Conundrum Creek, and it's a bit of a conundrum.
It couldn't have been named any more perfectly. So what is the story with these cows? I'm curious how they got stuck in a cabin at that altitude. That seems really high for them to have wandered.
It is. You know, a permittee, an owner, had reported 29 head of cattle missing from the Gunnison National Forest. And last fall, the permittee did a search, you know, by horseback as well as by air, and couldn't locate his cattle. These cattle are most likely associated with that lost group. They wandered across from the Gunnison side onto the White River side, and most likely were drawn to the spring area or the topography. And then when winter snows came in, they were trapped in there, and they unfortunately died.
So why do these cows need to be removed at all?
Well, obviously, there's a number of reasons. Health and safety of forest visitors is the number one priority. And in the middle of the wilderness alone, by themselves, they may not pose a problem. However, in the concentration that they are in a high recreation use area, there's the potential to have some negative interactions between wildlife, bears and mountain lions, and humans. Because, you know, the bears are waking up out of hibernation. Animals are going to naturally want to, you know, scavenge these carcasses. We want to avoid any run-ins between people and animals. The best thing to do is to remove those carcasses and or find ways to speed up their decomposition process so we can, you know, speed that process up and limit any negative interaction.
That makes sense. I was reading somewhere that there's a possibility of maybe contaminating the hot springs. Is that a concern?
It's not so much the water quality that's the number one issue, although that, of course, is a consideration. It's also the negative interaction between people and animals. That's the greater threat.
Okay. Now, I know that you just got out of a meeting where you were discussing some options at this point. What are you guys thinking?
You know, the forest is looking at, really boils down to three things. One is no action, which means you just leave the cows in place and close the area to recreation. The second option is to burn the cabin, which is a not historically significant. It's an old cabin that was built up there that people are just utilizing,
okay,
as well as burning the cows that will obviously remove them. The third option is to use explosives to remove both the cabin and the cows. And what that does is that'll, you know, essentially scatter the remains and allow for faster decomposition as well as less concentrated scavenging by predators. So those are the three options that the forest is looking at, and once their analysis is complete, they'll pick the best course of action and implement it here rather quickly.
Any idea how long that will take, what the time frame is?
I have no idea.
All right. And just real quickly, this wouldn't be the first time explosives have been used to destroy an animal carcass, right?
No, you know, although it's not common, there are some technical bulletins and there are some qualifications that the Forest Service utilizes to remove you know, large animals. It's done with pack mules. It's done with horses, elk, animals that are that have died, that are in areas where you can't get them out by any other means. Again, it's not a common practice, but it has occurred, and you know, we do have the training and the skill set and within the Forest Service to do that if that's one of the preferred options.
All right. Steve, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.